Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So we are looking at Luke chapter 14. And then verse 15 to 24 for our text.
Yarisha, look, woman, it's John and me, even Jelu, cop him. If you know, and then, Nanet Shaw, Samuel, Yabijina Dakasa.
Now, when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then Jesus said to this man who was eating with him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent a servant at supper time to say to those who are invited, come, for all things are now ready. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, go out quickly into the street and lanes of the city. And bring in here the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. And the servant said, master, it is done as you commanded. And still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. May the Lord add his blessing, his anointing, his illumination to the reading of his precious word. Amen.
Amen.
We are talking today on the subject of kingdom lifestyles. In other words, a lifestyle that will make you enjoy the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a life of tasting heaven on earth within you and outside you. It is a life of enjoying the royalty, the rule, and the realm of God. In short, it is a kind of lifestyle that Jesus Christ led on this earth. He did that as an example for us to also live the kingdom life. Now, in this, should I say, parable that Jesus Christ gave, we see that the kingdom of God is likened to a table that has been prepared, like dinner, that humans are supposed to enjoy from.
na yehu de ibebu ni ye aponto a wanta ma nkofu de enwiri won bra na won bezizi.
I want you to know the time for the dinner. You know, dinner is the last meal of the day. You take breakfast, lunch, and then dinner. If the kingdom of God is like a table that has been laid before us at dinner time, then the kingdom of God is the last meal that humans are supposed to really enjoy before the end of the age. If we believe that we are living in the end time, then this gospel of the kingdom is important for us to take from. But in the parable, we see that some people didn't enjoy the kingdom lifestyle. But some other people enjoyed it. Those who enjoyed it are the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. These four categories of handicapped people, the poor, the lame, the blind, and all that, is representing humanity. That is what we are. We are poor, we are maimed, we are blind, we are lame.
Now, I want one baby at Oxymano, the owner when you chaffa. Now, a year, you persuade, they were there, they are in Kofa, you mean if
you are. The fact that these people enjoyed the kingdom supper or dinner is good news for every human being, no matter your financial status, your social status, your economic status, whatever status that you have, you are qualified to enjoy kingdom life now, to taste of it now for full enjoyment in the kingdom future.
Amen. Now, any man you get, say, oh, man, now, where did them when you are chaffer or at the menu, on Fahu Mawusika Sam Otte, on Fahu Ehawa Elfim, on Fahu Mosa Wabra Bono, Wabo Equity, my memory has said, any man, I'm going to give me a chaffer or at the menu with Sisara and Brian Woman, now, and that's it, at the man or the Helenium.
Those who enjoy the kingdom life, those who enjoyed the kingdom supper, they were found in four areas. The master said, go to the streets, go and bring them. He said, go to the lanes, go and bring them. Go to the highways and the hedges and bring them in, that my house will be filled. So in order to enjoy the kingdom life now, you must belong to these four categories. We must find you in the streets. And I'm not talking about the literal streets. Last we spoke about the street as a place of a plan. Because the streets of a city are always planned. So those who lived in the streets, who enjoyed a kingdom life, those people were people who were living in a plan.
Na yeshe onwana wati koma
So kingdom life is to be enjoyed by people who have a plan in their lives, no matter whether they are poor, they are maimed, or maybe part of their social support system has been cut off. It does not matter. They can be lame. In other words, they cannot make progress unless you carry them to one place before they can make progress in their life. If only they have the plan, the Bible tells us that they can enjoy the kingdom dinner.
Now, back on my head, yes, I said,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now today we want to look at the second lifestyle, not the lifestyle of having a plan, but another lifestyle. We call it the lame lifestyle. Lame, L-A-N-E-S, lame lifestyle.
Now in the pastor Afra, yeah, a corner way chat to a Daniel Gain when he came. Ah, Jebotu na Yafi, a former day of master.
Because the master of the supper, who is God, said that go to the lanes and bring them to enjoy my kingdom life.
Now, okay, sir, now, Pani, there. Uncle, Apana, order, again, if you feel it, now, Uncle, for Omana, war, honor, sombra. Now, we'll be in a chapel, one human.
So, the second place whose inhabitants ate the kingdom meal is the lanes of the cities.
Now, I want to watch today being a one year chapel, one human money. I want to watch it say, my Adana Bieg, one of them, one of them.
Lanes are roads.
Lane here, a corner, order Adana Bieg, one.
But they are very narrow.
Why, a corner, Kakrama.
They are like alleys.
Why, a corner, Kitskita.
Very good. Very, very narrow roads, if you like. They represent people who are disciplined. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, God is telling you and I today that no matter who you are, provided you are disciplined, you have a lifestyle of discipline, you can enjoy kingdom life of heaven on earth within and without now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at the book of Matthew chapter 7. And then verse 13 to 14. Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, he says, enter by the narrow gate. Please underline narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. But narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Jesus is talking about a narrow way, like a lane or an alley.
Now Jesus, or first of all, a one kumebia, what's there? A one other again.
He says that on the narrow way, there are few people who find it. But there is a Broadway. This Broadway, many people are on it. But it is a way that leads to destruction.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that the Broadway is talking about indiscipline. And the narrow way or the lanes is talking about a disciplined or self-controlled life. Jesus says that there are many people who are on this broad way of indiscipline. Because that way is sweet, so to speak. It is so broad that you can throw your hands and your legs somersault up and down, do whatever you like. You can be so indisciplined on that way. In this life, that is the way that many people are on. Many people are indisciplined. If you decide to live a self-controlled or disciplined life, you become like an odd person. People look at you so strange. Because the kind of understanding you have is so strange. Your lifestyle, people don't understand, why is he like that? Why is she like that? So strange. But it leads to destruction. Indiscipline leads to destruction. Indiscipline will destroy your finances. It will destroy your married life. It will destroy your relationships. It will destroy your body. The Bible says that many people are destroying themselves. But on the narrow way of discipline, it rather leads to life. I know some of you are thinking, this thing is talking about salvation, having eternal life and all that. No, that is a traditional understanding. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not what Jesus was trying to say. So people say something like, well, the narrow way is the way that all believers are on, and then the broad way is the way that unbelievers are on. That is not what Jesus was saying. But Because they think that, well, the narrow way that leads to life is talking about that leads to eternal life. No, the Bible didn't say eternal life. Eternal life is aeneos zoe in the Greek. This one is just zoe, life.
Now,
there are few people who are disciplined even as believers. They will have life. They will enjoy kingdom life on this earth. The indisciplined believers will destroy themselves but go to heaven. Yeah. They will destroy their bodies, but they will go to heaven. They may destroy their marriages, but go to heaven. I want you to understand that the Bible said that few people are on the narrow way. But in heaven, it's not few people who go to heaven. I must make you understand this very well. Because sometimes the devil begins by deceiving believers to think that few people will go to heaven and the majority of people will go to hell. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the opposite. More people will go to heaven and few people will go to hell.
Amen.
You must get this understanding in your mind. Because you are not on the losing side, you are on the victorious side.
Amen.
If the devil shifts your mind to think that, well, God himself even said it, that few people will be saved, then already you are starting on the premise of defeat. Let me get you a good news. The good news is that more people are going to heaven than hell.
Amen. As I'm telling you there,
the good news is that you are on the winning side, not on the losing side.
Amen. Now, as I'm praying
that we believers are the majority, not the minority. Go and tell the unbelievers that many people are going to heaven by the grace of God, and so they should join it. Let them understand that it's not like many people will go to hell so they can be okay. When people know that more people are going to heaven, that more people are on the victorious side, they will join it.
Amen.
One time the Lord revealed to me
that could be Namikan as it ran there.
That if he is the Lord of hosts, and if of all the titles in the Bible that they call God by, from Genesis to Revelation, the most frequently used title of God is the Lord of hosts.
from Bible Nasa say question na yeye is na what man nyame there o ye nyame a oso na otre na obudi garado.
If he is the Lord of hosts,
say only nyame a okon na oso se bi,
he is the Lord of the majority,
onu na o ye edon na wan nyame a,
and more people go to hell than heaven,
na you pardon na wo bako so a men say o na wo bako bi sam dem a,
then he is not a Lord of hosts. Then we must change his title. That he is the Lord of few. Few you can count on your fingers. That is not my almighty God. Ladies and gentlemen, God is the Lord of the majority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
More people will be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believers are the majority. The other time the Lord said to me, I should say he revealed to me, that if Jesus said he will build his church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against the church, and if Hades is the place where unbelievers who die they go to, and if there are more people in Hades than people who die and go to heaven, then the gates of Hades has prevailed over the church that has the kingdom word.
Yes.
My sweet Jesus said, I am building my church, and the place that houses unbelievers, they are not going to prevail over the church.
Amen.
There is no way more unbelievers will be in Hades. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, when people die, majority of them go to heaven.
Now, my answer is that you can't begin to move on Hades.
Otherwise, the gates of Hades has prevailed. Are you excited about the good news?
Yes.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes we talk and sometimes we even give prayer topics, and you see, after you have heard the prayer topic, you feel defeated already. You sit there and you see that your spirit is being attacked. Because everything is negative. And everything is just gone. All hope is lost. And just some few people are doing the right thing. It is not so. I said it is not so. There was a time Elijah thought that he was the only person who was a prophet and who had the word of the Lord and who was obeying the word of the Lord and living a holy life, and Elijah went to God in prayer and he was complaining against the people of God that they have killed your prophet, they have killed everybody, I alone I am left. The divine answer said to him, don't say that. I have 7,000 people you are not aware of. You do not know them, but I have 7,000 people who have not bowed to the world system. We are not being defeated.
Yeah.
I came to tell us that a few people on the narrow way is talking about people who are believers, who are disciplined. Few of them are disciplined to enjoy kingdom life now for the future.
Yes. Now, my dear, can you there? New Pakuma bin a one-nam a one kakabaduno
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.